The World Health Organization says the deadly pneumonia disease SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, is now under control in Vietnam. WHO also says its warning on travel to Toronto is justified based on SARS cases that have been exported from the Canadian city to various other parts of the world. The World Health Organization's coordinator for its Global Outbreak and Alert Network, Dr. Julie Hall, says the SARS disease has been brought under control in Vietnam. She says there have been no new cases reported there for 10 days.
The disease has been brought under control, and that has been because of the joint work between WHO and the immense work that's been going on with the Ministry of Health in Vietnam. We have found that very aggressive hospital infection control measures, the early detection of cases, making sure that we have a good surveillance system in place to detect cases, the early detection of cases and the early isolation of cases in fully equipped and well-trained units in the hospitals has brought this outbreak in Vietnam under control.
Dr. Hall says a key step to tackling SARS is the early detection and isolation of cases. SARS is a new illness characterized by high fever, a dry cough, and difficulty in breathing. So far, it has killed more than 250 people around the world. Although most victims survive, health officials say the mortality rate has risen from 4 to between 5% and 6%, and there is as yet no known cure. The World Health Organization says there are more than 800 cases now reported in the Beijing, China area. It says daily risk assessments are made on Beijing as well as in Shaanxi and Guangdong provinces, where high levels and risk of transmitting SARS have been found. It says the agency is working closely with Chinese authorities to try to bring the outbreaks under control. Dr. Hall argues that global cooperation is necessary to put the right control measures in place to contain the disease. She cited SARS cases that had been exported from Toronto, Canada's business capital, as one reason why the WHO issued a warning Wednesday against travel there. She says daily assessments are being made there as well.
We have spent a considerable amount of time investigating all the exported cases from Canada and ensuring that the information is up to date. The cases that were exported from Toronto to United States and to Australia have been isolated and there's been no further spread or clusters associated with those. However, and very importantly, the case that was exported from Toronto to the Philippines, there is a potential cluster with certainly one probable case associated with that and quite a considerable number of cases, 60 cases, that are under observation.
Canada has reported 267 suspected or probable SARS cases with some 16 deaths. There are 124 cases in Ontario province alone. The World Health Organization says any SARS travel advisory it issues must remain in place for 3 weeks, which it describes as 2 full incubation periods for the disease. Dale Gavlek, VOA News, Geneva.